do, baby? It's your three favorite men in the whole wide world, aside from, I don't know, probably Chef Gordon Ramsay, probably. Hey, guys. How goes it?
Oh, we here. I see Greg's moving his mic a lot over there. General.
Yeah, sorry. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
I'm coming through clear.
How y'all doing? It's Hurricane Milton Eve. It's terrible. Yeah, bro. It's just going to hit tonight like crack. And, you know, it's supposed to hit at 1 a.m. tonight, allegedly. I'm not a meteorologist, James. There's a guy in Florida. They're calling him Lieutenant Dan. And then by they, I mean the people in my group chat, because he's got a fake leg. But he said he's going to ride the hurricane out in a boat. What do y'all think? Lewis wants us to take bets on, is this guy going to live or is this guy going to die? And let me see what he said here in my text real quick.
I have a theory after you read that.
He said he's going to put $10 on him surviving. Broke I'll take that bet.
Lewis, if you're going to bet, make a grown man bet. Put some money on it, Lewis. So I had a note about Lieutenant Dan in my show notes too. Apparently he believes like the Lord is on his side, and I'm not trying to speak ill on religion, but the Lord created this, allegedly, because you know some people that there's talks of weather machines. I don't know, Jim. Anyway, with that, so playing on the whole weather machine thing, because you know there's people, and by people you know who I'm talking about, that claim that there's this weather machine. Well, my argument to them is this guy, Dan, Lieutenant Dan, is a plant. I think that these same people put him there, and they're going to say he's staying there. They're going to swoop him out at the last hour, and then they're going to put him back, sneak him back in, and say, see, that's a man-made hurricane. It's really not that bad. He survived it. I told you it's all lies. Now, with that, I don't think he survives. I think they're going to find Lieutenant Dan unalive. They might not even find him. They're going to be sharks in the streets.
Yeah. So I saw it online. Two people were taking the over-under if this man survives or not. And the over was egregious. They're saying this man not gonna make it. But hey, I mean, if he wants to risk it, he's risk it, whatever. But I don't know. I feel like it's not worth it. But what do I know? I never been through a hurricane.
No, slavery. I'm not hurricane.
Not even that. Relax.
We're glad you're with us, James. So I know that was tough.
All right.
What kind of boat would you try to ride it out in? And there's an obviously right answer.
A battleship?
Oh, not a bad answer. Wrong answer, but not a bad one.
What
submarine.
Else?
Give me that Titan submersible, baby. I'm gonna ride it out in that.
Wrong submersible. Just a submarine.
Oh.
Is a submarine a ship?
I think we're
according to my maritime law.
Let me see.
Huh.
Is a submarine a
boat? We don't fact check.
First thing on Google. Submarines are technically ships, but they are traditionally called boats.
Either way.
All right. You know Google's full of shit now, though.
That's
a bunch of AI.
Yeah, because of the AI Google shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't
I? I still be using Google. Hey, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Sometimes AI helps me. Like, I mean, I've last week I think I was talking about how good AI helps me. So I mean,
it helped you too much.
Is Google shitty? Probably.
Probably.
Is a submarine a boat? Probably not.
What?
I don't know.
Who knows? Just
established that it is. You can't fact check and then go against what Google says.
I don't know if it was like it's the AI overview. We don't know who Elon could have put that shit in there. You never know.
Your boy.
Oh, shit.
Y'all's boy, dude.
All right. We're not doing this again. How dare you? First of all.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That conspiracy theory is fucking nuts about, you know, a plant taking them in and out of a hurricane. I don't know, man. It's tough. Cause it is nuts, but it is plausible.
What's the worst part
about living in America? Huh?
What do you think about weather machines and that whole ordeal?
My whole thing with weather machines is if it was true, why are these fucking farmers in West Texas getting killed by drought every year? You know what I'm saying? Like, if we had the power to make some rain, we'd be using it to... Capitalism would not let these crops be dying like this.
Damn.
Unless there's more money in the insurance claims, which I know that's a whole other thing. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the data in front of me. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I would need a couple days to sort through that data and definitely need like a monster. And
what?
Like a monster energy drink and
oh, it's like
I don't know if you were describing something like a monster sub or like a monster bowl of soup.
Do you know the cloud seeding, could that be a part of it or not?
That's what a thing, but that's not a weather machine.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not saying a whole weather machine, but I mean, there's still cloud seeding. You can do that.
If you can grow a plant from a seed, you can grow a cloud from a seed, all right? That's what that means to me. I don't know what cloud seeding is. I've never heard of it.
Oh, you never heard of cloud seeding?
In front of them. I don't have a data in front of me.
Cloud seeding is a weather modification technique that improves a cloud's ability to produce rain or snow by introducing tiny ice nuclei into certain types of sub-freezing clouds.
Oh, interesting. A weather machine.
Here he goes.
I don't know, Rogan, bro.
Joe Rogan, if you're listening, Greg's going to be your next guest.
But they do cloud seed, so I don't know.
Right, but they're making it seem like they got one big-ass red button that they can just push, and it's like Hurricane Milton.
Yeah, I don't think it works that way. Yeah, they're crazy for that.
I saw on Twitter, somebody said, just another nice day on the coast of Texas. All this talk about hurricanes, but I don't see one. Open the schools, please.
What was that other one that you retweeted? It was another one that said, please open the schools. What the?
Because they were talking about how the hurricane's only going to hit quote-unquote red states and how convenient that is.
That one. Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, bro, y'all can't be serious.
Here's the Gulf of Mexico and the ocean, and here are your southern states, people. I don't know how much more you want me to get into it.
I'm like,
why wouldn't – I mean, that's a stupid tweet for that. I mean, for that, all that, of course. But, I mean, Texas is a red state. So if there was a state that the hurricane was supposed to hit, probably should have been Texas.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not wishing a hurricane on anybody, obviously. But people are stupid, bro. Actually, very. Y'all know I think I'm very pro-anti – well, can you be pro-anti something? I'm anti-humanity. Yeah. I've been known to be anti-humanity, and I watched The Dark Knight this weekend.
Shit.
So, I mean, you know, Mother Nature is just natural chaos. You know what I'm saying? The thing about chaos, it's fair.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's true.
If they die, they die. I guess. I don't know, man. It sucks. But world's overpopulated. That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Real morbid thoughts from Greg.
What was I about to say? Oh, did you see that one dude? He wrapped his Corvette up in plastic in his garage.
I hope it works, bro.
Seal on everything.
Well, like he has a big old like tarp thing, and he rolls it out outside of his garage, and he rolls his car into it. He puts that over it, and then another plastic on it, and then some other thing on it, and he wraps it, of course. And then he has like something on the top, so if it like it doesn't like expand or anything, mm-hmm. a little air pocket or whatever, so like kind of like shrink. He says it could work, but I don't know if it's gonna happen or not. But
that's like the people
I'll be looking for that. It's
real or not, but they had those straps, ratchet straps on the house.
Yeah, I bookmarked one. I was like, hey, I want to see where this goes after this hurricane.
Somebody said you got to slap it and say that'll do it, or else it won't work.
So did he put the tarp down outside and then put the car outside?
It was a big ass tarp, so he had to take his car out and put it like in his garage and then out into his driveway, and then he backed his car back into the garage.
Oh, so
and then he
put the car's in the garage though.
Yeah, it's in the garage.
I was gonna say if you left it out, that dumb motherfucker, that Corvette's just gonna float away, bro. That swell's supposed to be 15 feet.
Nah, he left it in his garage. But then people were saying that it was gonna just like the water was gonna get in it somehow. I forgot what they said, but I was like, I don't know. It seems like a smart idea, but at the same time, I don't know. It could be fucking stupid as hell for all I know.
I guess we'll find out. You know, I've never tried it. Pretty landlocked in love with, but if it does float away, I might go try to find it. You know, I've been wanting to
put an air tag in it, bro, so you can find it later. But I don't know. We'll see. I saved that one too, just to see what happens after the hurricane. So we'll see down the line.
We're sending all our well wishes to the folks that are going to be affected by Hurricane Milton. I think that needs to be said. If you're listening, you're a Floridian or in the surrounding area, I hope you made it to safety, because it damn sure wasn't by a plane. Because price gouging is a thing, and y'all dumb motherfuckers keep letting people get away with it. And whenever I say let them, bro. If you vote correctly, you won't get price gouged. They're really charging people to save their own lives. Crazy.
They're wild for that, bro. Insane. I saw a tweet from Greg day before yesterday. Well, he quote tweeted it. And I didn't know this was happening. So Spirit Halloween is getting like transitioned into Spirit Christmas once that like once the Halloween season happens. I just want to know how y'all feel about that. I feel like this is like wild.
Well, Greg was really upset. What'd you say, Greg?
I just said it was unbelievable. It wasn't a negative connotation or really even a positive. I just think it's crazy that they hadn't been doing it this whole time is my thoughts. That's what they should have been doing. They probably would have made some money, saved some money. It's going to be crazy, though. If I walk in there and step on a button and Santa fucking jumps at me, though, I'm going to kill everybody in that store.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know. I'm not. You know, my wife is a big decorator. Unfortunately, that was never really my thing. So I don't really feel a way about it. I stopped shopping for costumes a long time ago. I just started making my own, as weird as that sounds. So I haven't been to a Spirit in some time. And the fact that it's turning into a Spirit Christmas, like Greg said, I just don't know how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. Will I go? Depends. I'm going to have a daughter by that time. So probably not, because I'm going to be stuck in the house. But if I had the opportunity, would I check it out? If there was some of those Little Debbie Christmas trees, I might. That's the only way I'm getting in there.
Spirit Christmas is also – did you see the tweet? That's a stupid fucking name. They could have named it Holiday Spirit and just
– Damn.
Damn. You know what I'm saying?
That's money right there, Greg.
Talk to marketing, bro.
But I mean, maybe probably someone already has Holiday Spirit trademark or something. Maybe that. I mean, I'm sure it crossed their mind. I would hope and think that it crossed their mind.
Sure.
Because if not,
well, this is barely crossing their mind, so it might not have.
Ah, fair enough. Maybe I'm just a fucking entrepreneur.
Maybe. Real quick. So speaking of Halloween, real quick. I've been running a 5K on the 26th. Should I dress up and run?
What are you going to dress up as?
I don't know. That's all I'm asking.
Depends on what you're thinking.
I don't know.
I think maybe you should dress up like Undercover Brother.
Yeah, running that?
That's run crazy. That whole damn thing in some platform shoes.
Nah, yeah, bro. I won't make it. I won't make them 3 miles. Hell nah. But I thought about it. I was like, maybe I should dress up just for the Halloween run or whatever, but... I don't know. I just don't know what I would dress up that would be comfortable enough to run.
You could be a carrot. That'd be pretty cool.
Carrot. I'm about to go to Spirit Halloween.
A carrot. Why?
I don't know. People dress up as bananas. Why not a carrot?
Do you like carrots?
Not particularly. Maybe with some ranch. Maybe some blue cheese.
Hold on. Quick little sidestep here. What is your preferred dip for chicken wings, ranch or blue cheese?
I like both. I don't think we should put two bad bitches against each other like this.
Well, the obvious answer is ranch. One of them got a bad bitch.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know what you talking about right now.
One of them's ugly as hell, and she got a nice personality or something.
Yeah, bro. I don't fuck with the blue cheese. I'm sorry.
The only blue cheese I got is in my wallet, you feel me?
Hey, yo.
Damn. Can't relate to that. I am poor.
I don't have a wallet, so I'm lying.
I do love blue cheese crumbles, though. I'll tell you what.
Mm-mm. No. This is the same man that ordered spaghetti at brunch, so I...
Hey. No, yeah, I never get a Cobb salad nowhere, bro. It's got the little crumbles of blue cheese and a little bacon.
Unless it's
like a whole quarter of lettuce. They don't even chop it up for you. I'm like, fuck, bro. You could
pull it out.
Cut this up a little bit.
It's like a corn dog.
Yeah. Nah, bro. I'm cool on the blue cheese. I'm sorry. Can't do it.
All right. Whatever. It is what it is. More for me.
How did I get here? How do we get here? We're talking about...
Oh, we're talking James about what I was dressed up. Yeah. For Halloween.
You can be Oscar right, Proud. Well,
I don't know
think
about
Bobby,
that. I
think Bobby Proud would be cooler.
Wow. Hell yeah. Get you a sparkly ass suit, James.
I'm going to have to go to Spirit Halloween and see what they got. Maybe that's an idea
If you were going to be a carrot, would you dress as a carrot with the point down or the point up?
Oh, shit.
Like the leafy,
leafy part.
The pointy part up top, because I feel like it's going to drag on the ground if I wear it the other way.
Hey, what's we're talking about the leafy part. James, relax.
He's like, hold on, what's
driving the pointy part of the tire, bro?
Damn. I'm talking about it hits the floor.
Anyway, my fault for even saying that. Never mind.
Hey,
go ahead, G.
I had a random question. Are y'all familiar with the McDonald's characters? Like Ronald McDonald, Hamburglar.
Yeah, Hamburglar, then the Grimace.
What is Grimace? What is he?
Yeah, he's I think he's I think he was I don't know, bro. A chicken nugget?
I don't know what he is.
He's kind of shaped like one of the chicken nuggets. He was on a commercial. No. I saw him on Twitter because he's got a whole thing going on now with the Mets. I don't know what his deal is, but he's been making appearances at their stadium. And I was just looking at him like, number one, if I saw him in the street, I'd be terrified. You know that episode of SpongeBob where he's looking at SpongeBob because they're searching for SpongeBob? He's like the convicted person. Yeah. He's just standing there. Menacing.
Yeah.
that's Grimace. Anyway.
I don't know what he is, bro.
He do be standing there menacingly, bro.
Is he just a rock?
Blob. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, on this topic real quick, do y'all remember like VHS Ronald McDonald Adventures?
No.
Yes.
No? You do, James?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, cool.
What's a VHS?
All right.
Tape.
We're not doing this.
I only know Blu-ray.
He had that dog, James. You remember that dog?
Ah, Clifford.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. Oh, I remember
bro,
that.
I don't even know why we had those, how we had those. I used to watch
I thought they were just at the McDonald's.
They were getting them shits in Happy Meals?
I didn't get one. I just saw like in the, what's it called? When they had the playroom and stuff and they had all the video stuff in the video games.
That's crazy.
I remember being in there, but I never got in a Happy Meal though.
San Antonio McDonald's.
I don't know how we got it, but I mean, we had the Visitors from Outer Space one. I'm looking at these right now. Yeah, shit was nuts.
Y'all had McDonald's sex tapes?
Yes.
Hey. Oh man, not that, bro. I can't find out what this dude is, bro.
You've been searching? Nah, it's a mystery.
Yeah. Oh, it says he's a large purple anthropomorphic being of indeterminate species with short arms and legs. They don't even fucking know, bro.
That's crazy.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows what he is, bro.
That's my guy. I like Grimace. He does. He's a menace.
Did y'all try that Grimace shake or whatever it was when it was coming out?
No. Nah, I never tried that shit.
Nah, bro. People were going crazy with that. I was like, this does not look good at all. I don't want none of that.
I associate the color purple with grape. And what? If I would have got that shake.
What'd you say about the color purple?
I associate it with grape.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie. Sorry.
Nah,
anyway, if I would have got that shake and it would not have been grape, I probably would have been pissed, bro. What would it taste like?
I didn't get it, bro.
I don't know if I want a grape shake. I didn't order it to find out.
Right, but you're saying you would have been upset if it wasn't grape flavored.
What would it be if it wasn't grape?
It doesn't matter. They made purple ketchup whenever we was kids, whenever we was youths.
I didn't eat that shit. I don't even eat regular colored ketchup.
Hold on. Wait, you ate that purple ketchup, bro?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's probably why I'm all fucked up now.
Hey, where were you on January 6th, G?
Huh? 2024, what year are we talking about? There was that one time I took the trip to D.C., but that was a long time ago. Hey, I got another conspiracy theory.
Goddamn.
This one was, I did a little bit of research, and by a little bit of research, I just asked some people. So there's this conspiracy about Kanye. As you two probably know, and our listeners may have heard, there's this whole thing about Kanye went into hiding, or maybe he was cloned. He disappeared, right? Or Kanye went away. He wasn't in the limelight like he was whenever he was making hit after hit. Well, somebody claims, somewhere claims that he went into hiding to protect his kids from one Sean Diddy Combs. But also, while he was away, he was trying to expose the Kardashians for having ties to Diddy. Now, all of this is alleged. Kris Kardashian, don't come for me with that Bob. But now he's back because guess who's away now? Guess who can't mess with his kids anymore?
Diddy. Where did you get this from?
Internet?
I don't like it.
It's interesting. It's a theory.
You know, the timing of it all, right? Because whenever he, quote unquote, lost his mind and whenever he stopped being in front of the cameras as much, was about the time, like, he was, I don't know how old his kids are, but surely his first kid, I think her name is North. North was still, you know, small child at the time. But apparently, like, part of him even marrying his now wife or ex-wife, Bianca, was to make the whole thing seem not legit, but it's like, okay, he's really crazy because he's marrying this person. But again, he's back now. He seems to be more normal than he was. And guess he's also divorcing this person, this woman, or they're splitting up or something. So if you're one that looks into signs and details and thinks, the stars are aligning, it'll be interesting to see what comes away with this. But this has been G's Conspiracy Corner, where two walls meet.
Math is math, right there.
Personally, I think that's one of the conspiracy theories of all time. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's tough. Because I don't think he ever disappeared recently. He wouldn't, but he's been doing shows like overseas and in like foreign places, like doing teasers of the new album. He's been popping up with this with that girl. I saw the divorce rumors, but then I saw also that they were together like yesterday. So I don't know, man. I really do hope, though, that the Kardashians do have ties to Diddy, because I want to see the world burn. So I hope you're right, G.
Wouldn't be the first time I was right about something.
What was the other thing?
What? Who said there's one other thing?
What were you right about the last time?
No, James, what was your topic that you said you was going to talk about? Something like you had this burning question, burning thing to ask, to talk to the people about.
Ooh, let's talk about burning. Yeah, I went to so we got a new Dillard's in town.
I was like, Greg, you got to go see a doctor, my man.
They combined the women and men's Dillard's. It's a big area now. So I went to go see what's up because they, and you know, I've been buying colognes, you know what I'm saying, and I like colognes. I don't know. I like to buy them, you know what I'm saying? So I like to smell them and shit. So I went there today just to see what they got because they brought a whole bunch of new shit in. You should go check it out, G. They got, like, they have the private blend Tom Ford now. They got MFK. They got Initio. What else do they got? They got all kinds of shit, bro. I was getting sprayed left and right. They had this guy there at the Creed booth. He fucking representative from Creed. I think he's from London, the way he spoke. And he's trying to get me to buy one. I was like, look, man, I just bought a Tom Ford. And that shit was expensive. I'm not trying to buy anything today. I just came to walk around and smell stuff, look at the new Dillard's. And he just kept trying to sell me. He's like, are you wearing cologne right now? I was like, yeah, I'm wearing something right here. He's like, what about the other hand? I was like, fucking MFK already sprayed me on the other hand. He's like, well. And then he pulls my shirt and sprays me three times right in the chest. Shit was hot. Fucking burning, bro. I was like, what did you just put on me? That shit smelled good, though. That shit was nice.
It shit didn't burn, though.
Someone put their hands on me in Dillard's. I'm going to be upset.
It burned right through my chest. I said, I fell down on the floor.
Holding your shirt.
Oh, it smells good. It smells good.
Hey, they were aggressive, bro. Everybody else was cool. I walked to the other people and, you know, MFK, Parfum de Marley, Initio. Even the girl at the Tom Ford little stand, I was like, hey, look, I'm not buying nothing. I just wanted to come see the new store. I just bought something. I'm broke. Leave me alone. And they're like, oh, okay. Well, thanks for telling us. This guy was aggressive, harassing me, assaulting me, put a hole in my chest. It was like whenever Charlie Murphy kicked Rick James.
Yeah.
Exactly like that.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yep.
I'm glad to hear you're okay. Sounds like you had a
He's not gonna be there tomorrow though. He was just there tonight. So it was my bad luck. I walked in the night that fucking this guy was there.
Picked the wrong shit, buddy.
Fucked you up. That's crazy. What was I gonna bring up? Oh, this is what I was gonna bring up. I don't know why I just saw this on Twitter, but I thought I'd ask y'all. So, you know, Cars, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does Lightning McQueen buy car insurance or life insurance?
Yeah.
He bundles with Geico.
He bundles? Yes.
Home, auto, and life. And boat.
Boat? Wait. Would it just be health insurance? Because, I mean, he still needs life insurance when that transmission kicks the bucket.
Oh, that's a powertrain.
Oh, yeah. Something's going to go out.
So which one is it?
I don't know.
So it's all scam anyway.
And he gets so that gap insurance.
The gap, well, I think it is life insurance, to be honest. Because like you said, that transmission go out, it's pretty much it. Or or like you said, maybe health insurance.
Ka-chow.
Imagine being in the car universe and buying the general. I make fun of all my boys if they had the general health insurance, car insurance, whatever it is.
For a pretty low rate, you can get all the line. That's a jingle.
Nah.
What's the best jingle you've ever heard? The one that always comes to mind for me is the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
That's man, I don't really mean.
And then there's a get connected for free with connection. It's like I was sitting on my ass with no job. I went to college.
I don't know why that commercial reminded me of that that black guy on the street when he's talking about AC/DC college. He's like, what are you doing? Sit on the couch, lazy as fuck. Why don't you go back to school?
That guy was aggressive, huh?
It's like, damn, like,
I used to look at my cousins like, hey, y'all watching this? Y'all need to go do something. Y'all older than me.
He's talking to y'all.
Yeah. I'm in fifth grade. Y'all are fucking grown. Y'all need to...
I'm over here watching my McDonald's VHS tapes.
Uh-huh. But jingle? Damn, I can't even think of a jingle right now.
Not one?
Nah, bro.
Just gave you two.
What about My Baloney Has a First Name? I remember that one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
That's the Maya.
Yeah.
That's a banger right there, classic. Bro.
I just always I remember that Verizon one. It was just the little note thing. Da-na-na-na-na.
Huh? What?
For Verizon? No, you don't remember that jingle. One?
That's a ringtone.
No, it's a fucking jingle to sell the phone. No, whatever, bro. I can't. Or, never mind.
The Lucky Charms one. The 40 clovers and horseshoes, rovers and balloons. You know?
Yeah.
Does that count as a jingle?
Hell yeah.
They're magically delicious.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever the hell that was.
Whatever. What about the Bud Light one whenever they used to sing real hard?
With the frogs?
No, the Real Man of Genius.
Oh, Real Man of Genius. That's been a recent one, but I like it.
What about the when the Taco Bell dog used to say taco? Is that a jingle?
Nope. No, it definitely don't.
Never.
What is a jingle to you, James? Define jingle.
Anything that's trying to sell the product, like any type of
about Texas.
That's a jingle. It's got a melody. It's got a message. It's got a product.
Sold.
Fucking out of here. I'm done.
Hey, I'm sorry that.
Back next week. All right. Next week, I'm gonna come with like 10 jingles.
Bet. I hope you. Because I'm gonna have 20.
Are we moving on from the jingle since James didn't want to contribute at all this week?
The fuck?
Take it away, Greg.
I got something in my notes. Getting old, bro. I don't know. I'm sure we've talked about it. We're all getting older. Terrible thing. I don't want to do it. I hate the thought of it. I kind of want to just die in the next 10 years, maybe 15 years. I was at the little pizzeria by the campus this week. I sent y'all a picture of that calzone. It should look good. I know. There was a couple ladies there. They're older than me, probably 50s, and their mom was old as hell, and she was I guess she might have had some kind of cognitive deficiency, you know what I'm saying, because they had to like call her to come here and shit like that. But I don't ever want to be like that, bro. Like, that shit scares me. And I just thought about that video of that human-sized Godzilla that was chasing around them old people in that village. And imagine chasing people around like that, bro, with cognitive disabilities.
What the hell?
That shit would be crazy, bro. And that's why I don't want to get old, because if I'm having these thoughts, somebody else is going to have these thoughts, and they might do it to me when I'm old.
I'd definitely do it to you.
I've always said, the moment I can't take care of myself, go ahead, take me out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if I can't bathe myself, if I can't wipe my own behind, you know what I'm saying? If I can't drive myself to and from the grocery store, take me out. You see Jimmy Carter?
Bro.
Yeah,
he looked like the fish from SpongeBob. You know which fish? The brown with chocolate. He looked like that fish.
He's having a good time, bro.
He's 100. Ain't nobody having a good time at 100. That's 100.
His wife passed away, what, last year? She was like 96, 98, something like that. I'm like, what are the Carters doing over there? What's in their water? They living so long.
So here's the difference. Y'all met my grandmother. My sweet grandmother just turned 94. And tell me those two people look relatively close in age.
No.
Hell no. I danced with my grandmother at my wedding.
Jimmy Carter's got 1 foot in the grave already, bro. And it's just... I know they want to show him because he's one of the former Predators, but hey, man, you don't have to show him the way he is like that. That's just, I feel like that's disrespectful. If I'm Jimmy Carter, don't even show me on camera no more, bro. That's it. I'm done. I did my time.
He's just wheeling lit. Around too. Come on, Grandpa.
Yeah. Man, they said this man hasn't spoken in like 3 years. Just leave him be, bro.
Fuck, I bet he's pissed in his mind.
Yeah.
Imagine a little human sized Godzilla chasing around Jimmy Carter though.
All right, bro.
Oh no, it's Godzilla.
Hell nah, bro.
Oh no, watch out. What's that video? Greg, you were talking about it. I'm sorry to take a step here. I said, watch out, Dion, it's a bomb.
Oh Sean, it's a missile.
Oh my gosh, bro.
Sorry, got into the sports a little early, but yeah, man, getting old shit's for the birds. I have a 50-year-old coworker. She was talking about, I gotta practice jumping. I was standing in the tailgate and I looked down and realized I don't know how I'm getting down. I said, well, you gotta do it like a toddler. You gotta sit down first and then just inch your way off. She said, yeah, but I'm not that old. I'm only 50. I feel like I could still jump off. And then I look off the side and it looks 12 feet up. I said, well, ball is life. Ball up top.
Ain't it crazy, though? Because I get some of those feelings sometimes, too, when I get off the, like, when I'm in the bed of the truck, and, like, I'll swing myself and jump over like I used to as a youth, and then I roll for, like, 50 yards, bro. There's no way my knees can handle that anymore.
That's the thing. You have that thought, like, I got this.
Yeah, bro. I be jumping off and I hear it. Oh,
yeah.
Nah.
Did someone step on an aluminum can? What happened?
Yeah. No, because y'all say, like, getting older stuff, and I be seeing these older people running these marathons and shit. I'm like, bro, I don't know how y'all fucking – I'm hurting, and y'all still, like, running like this. It's crazy to me.
You're trending in the right direction, though. You're taking care of yourself running marathons. Meanwhile, I'm trying to figure out if there's a chicken nugget the size of Grimace so I can get a hold of it. I'm having dreams about it. Greg's talking about human-sized Godzilla, and I'm like, chicken nugget that's 6 foot tall? Yes, please.
My favorite gift right now is the Cinnamon Toast Crunch chasing the other one with his tongue out. You know?
Yeah. Oh, shit.
She laughs so hard.
They brought back the chips and cookie. Like, this man got married to a birthday. He's going to get eaten, and he's just kind of looking around.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking crazy, bro.
Somebody tweeted about, not. I mean, I don't want to jump in sports early, but they said, if Omar Khan gets me Davante Adams, I'm going to chase him around the clubhouse like this.
That's like, how I'm chasing after Joe Douglas if the Jets get him. So I know, James, I'm gonna tee you up here. Some of you have been itching to figure out about our Fat Bear Week. And some of our results. So James here's got the results for us. He's gonna tell about those fat bears up in Alaska. James, take it away.
Fat bears. So, like we G said, we were talking about the fat bear contest last week. We have a winner. Grazer ended up beating Chunk for the fat bear this year and everything. Funny thing is, I don't know if it's too funny, but the thing is,
it's kind of sad.
Chunk, the bear that Grazer beat. Chunk actually killed Grazer's cub this past summer. So, I mean, it's like, you know, like get it back in blood. He had to win the contest. So, that's one way to do it. But Grazer, she wins this year. And kudos to her. Because if Chunk would have won, I feel like he would have tried to take her out too. So, I don't know.
You know, poetic justice. Justice.
Yeah. There you go.
Know what I'm saying? You kill my cub, you lose, fattest bear.
Grazer is a single mother,
mm-hmm.
And it looks like she's got mixed kids because her baby's a little bit darker than her. So kudos to her for really taking in two babies that don't really look like her all that much, but she's still raising them. She's doing her best.
You think she was in like the cave just eating, like having the Rocky song playing in the background because she had to win?
Definitely. She was sending her little babies out there to work. Go get mama the biggest berries. Give me some rabbits and bring it on back.
Every day. She ain't even hunting.
No. She just goes.
Yeah.
I think Vegas, you know, Vegas has to be stopped, bro. Because you know, you got a name like Chunk. You got a name like Chunk. Obviously, you're going to think that bear is going to win. Everybody probably put their money on Chunk. And then Vegas put the house on, what's the bear's name? Grazer?
Grazer.
Easy dub. Easy dub for Vegas.
The house always wins.
Yeah. Surprised it wasn't on my sleeper app.
Should have been. Like,
sleeper, if you're listening, we can put your little logo anywhere on this screen. I promise you. This is a food heavy podcast. This episode, typically we're animal heavy. Yeah, we call that. So I was curious, do you have, or can you think of what your comfort food or meal is?
Yeah, bro. I was thinking about this today when I went to lunch, Chinese food.
Mm.
They asked me in my interview, they said, you know, what do you stand for? What are you passionate about? I said, Chinese buffets.
Chinese buffets. probably pizza, to be honest.
Hmm.
Yeah, if I need that comfort, just give me an extra large pizza and I'm going to just inhale that bitch.
I don't even know where you can get an extra large pizza.
Yeah, Labella's, bro. Labella's, they got that 24-inch pizza or whatever.
24 inches of pizza, bro?
Yeah.
That's
relaxed. Relax.
You're a black man. I know you suffer from some sort of lactose intolerancy.
I ain't got that problem.
Bitch. At least you're not like my wife. She's strange. Hers is fucking caldo. So it'd be 108 degrees. Like, ooh, you know what sounds good? Hot soup.
I think there's a lot of people like that.
I'm not judging them. You're all beautiful. You're all wonderful people. But that shit is crazy.
That shit crazy.
I'm not a big Aldo fan, like in general, bro.
What?
Yeah.
I like
that's it. Crazy. That's crazy too. Another one that for me is probably ramen, but some good ramen though. Not ooh, just like love ramen. You get from the store.
Mm.
Just a big ass bowl.
Is it worse that I don't like Aldo and I love ramen? Is there a correlation there? Is it racism?
Definitely.
Racism.
All right.
Rick, everything about this country is Chinese or Japanese food establishments.
That's right.
It is what it is. What's yours, G?
You know, to be honest, I don't know if I have one.
Green beans?
Rice cold asparagus. donkey teeth. No, man, there's not really anything. My mom used to make a... there wasn't any type of elaborate meal. It's this real thin steak, maybe like a round eye. I don't know what it was. Just a thin steak with mashed potatoes and corn. I don't think it's a comfort food, but every time I have it, I'm like, this just reminds me of my childhood. Mm-hmm. But I don't eat it often because I can't make it the way she does. But no, I guess everything is my comfort food.
Whatever I grab.
I just eat because I'm bored.
Last night, and I don't know why I was feeling this because I haven't had this since I was young, and I was in the Dollar General. I said, what the fuck am I gonna eat? And I was thinking, I said, you know what, I haven't had in a minute, and it sounds hella good. Hamburger Helper.
Hey.
Don't know why, but it sounded good as hell.
You know, I've had to give that up for the past eight years. How long have I known Pete? Eight years?
Shit.
She's anti-Hamburger Helper.
Oh, no. Nah, yes, bro. That was the best one I had in weeks.
You know how to get around that, G?
Hmm.
You just got to get Hamburger Partner instead, baby. The Great Valley brand. Because it's not Hamburger Helper.
Partner?
Hamburger Partner, baby.
Oh, man. I just be looking at the shelves. I just stand there. Oh, I wish I could take you home.
Which is your preferred?
Stroganoff.
Flavor. What's your preferred flavor of the Hamburger Helper?
Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger
macaroni.
Yeah.
Damn.
The stroganoff is a close second.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm stroganoff's number one for me. Something about that mystery cheese they put in that thing, you know. why is this cheese gray? I don't know.
Tastes good though. Ain't nothing in that pack fresh or from farm. It's all just dry, and then it just magically becomes wet.
The healthiest thing that you put in that is the fucking ground beef. That's really healthy as it is.
Damn, man.
I don't know if this is FDA great. Compliant, but it does taste good. I'll tell you what.
That was not a good meal. I would load up a plate and then have like four slices of bread with it. I should load it.
Oh man, it's slap though. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. Oh, I ate that whole thing.
Hamburger Helper is one of them good ones, one of them classic ones. Dang. It's like a nice hot link on a piece of bread.
Oh yeah.
Some might say Hamburger Helper is the backbone of this country. Some people would say that. Some people might say that.
Yeah. They probably call us crazy, but some people would.
Hey, y'all, let us know if y'all like Hamburger Helper, because that shit is the GOAT. I don't care what y'all say. P.
Talking to you.
Does Jessica like Hamburger Helper names?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. Nice. I will confirm that tomorrow for sure, though. If she doesn't, we'll have some things to talk about.
My mom used to make a whole meal out of it, bro. It'd be Hamburger Helper, and then she'd make corn and mashed potatoes and sometimes green beans, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, we had to make a stretch, so she would should put a little extra egg noodles in that bitch. The noodles didn't match the noodles from the box.
My mom did that too. Yeah, just some extra little shit in there.
Hey,
yeah.
Shout out to moms. They be knowing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. I stared at my bag of noodles that I had sitting by the stove too. I said, "It's calling to me like the Green Goblin mask." I said, nah, I need you.
yeah. Shout out to moms. Today's my mom's birthday. Hey. Shout out to my mom. Hey. Happy birthday to my mother. Shout out to her on everything she's done for me. I appreciate all the meals she threw together, the composure she holds in the kitchen. Because when I be cooking, I'm Gordon Ramsay and that bitch. These eggs are burning, and I'm just fucking stressing out, bro. He's going crazy, bro. Well, shout out my mom, bro.
Hell yeah. To throw it to some kind of grim news. Did y'all see Garth Brooks got accused of sexual assault and battery by his makeup artist?
I've been seeing it, but they're all like long posts, so I don't read them. And then the videos are long, so I don't watch them. But I'd heard an inkling about this.
Yeah, so the article that I read, and this is all allegedly, so just to throw it out there.
There you go.
He like would ask her, you know, come do the makeup, whatever, and do all that stuff. And apparently one day he caught her in like the dressing room, whatever, and came at it like just came into the dressing room just butt ass naked, and it's like, hey, come grab on this or whatever. It's not funny, but yeah, but he did that, and then he had her go to his house to do his makeup and stuff, and then like assaulted her there. And again, this is all allegedly, and they're still like going through the process and everything, get everything figured out. But he came out and gave a video and stuff saying that it's she's just trying to get money out of him and all this other stuff. But you got to take those things seriously. So we're going to see what happens in the next month or so, or how long it takes. But yeah, Garth Brooks, but I don't know. Garth Brooks always rubbed me the wrong way. He had this crazy look in his fucking eyes all the time. So I don't know.
I don't know, dude. I couldn't tell you a Garth Brooks song. So I'm going to go ahead and say he did that shit. Yeah. He definitely did that shit. Friends in Low Places. Believe women, you know, until you know, further notice.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't really have an opinion on it. Like I said, I don't. He's not on my Apple year review shit that comes out, and so I don't fuck with Garth Brooks. I feel bad for the girl. Hope it's not true. You know what I mean. If she's lying, you know, fuck. I don't know why she would lie about it, but
yeah, that's the thing.
Sake, I hope she's lying. So I hope she doesn't have to go through something like that. But yeah, you know, if it's extortion, fuck it. He's got money.
Like Greg said, you hope it's not true. If it is, I would hope that the right consequences are passed down. But you know how that goes in the music industry, unfortunately, especially for people of a certain demographic like Garth Brooks. If it's a shakedown, if it's a money grab, I got to believe that he probably did something to warrant it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Most people, if you treat them right, they don't do you wrong. That's obviously, again, if it's not true. But I believe this person until I have reason not to. Sorry, Garth.
Look at this dude's eyes.
Oh, yeah.
He's telling you, bro. He look crazy.
He's just standing there. Yeah. Menacingly.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, well, but yeah, that happened. So we'll see what transpires and see where it goes.
Eminem has a long history of dissing Diddy. Don't know why. Mm-hmm. Don't know if it has something to do with his Freako parties. But he also did diss Garth Brooks and said he was going to slap Garth Brooks at his rhinestone shirt. Maybe Eminem had some info being in the industry and he's, you know, been sneak dissing, you know, quote in the sneak because these people are terrible people. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Maybe we should go back and look at all the people that he dissed, and there's probably some dirt there.
Mariah Carey.
Wouldn't doubt it. Yeah, Mariah Carey.
That was personal. I think that was personal.
That's different.
Garth Brooks didn't do nothing to him. He just came out and dissed the shit out of him.
You know what? Fuck Garth Brooks.
That was somebody out of Rhinestone shirt diss. Yeah, that's pretty personal.
Oh, shit.
That's a pearl snap.
What's it? Do y'all remember that time in like early 2000 when Mariah Carey was kind of like crazy? Kind of like she had like a Britney Spears moment?
Did she?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
I don't know, man. Mariah Carey's been fine all my life. That's all I ever noticed.
That's all I care about.
Yeah, she like disappeared from the spotlight for a hot minute and then
pop back up on Nick Cannon or what? That's fucking nuts.
I don't know. I think it might have been before Nick Cannon. I'm not too sure. But like after that, that's when she dropped the album with that Eminem diss song and everything. Oh, but there was a point like right there in the middle somewhere where she was like cooped up and just kind of having a moment. I don't know. Maybe the industry just does that to people at an occasion, but who knows?
Before we get into our sports segment, I'm not trying to rush y'all, but I'm itching to tell the people my song of the week. So James, if you want to, you know, help me out here.
Song of the week.
Song of the week brought to you by Sleeper, Hamburger Helper, Chinese Buffets.
Hurricane Milton, baby.
Oh, well, hold on.
Oh, sorry.
We are not brought to you by Huracan Milton.
It's a very serious thing. I hope people evacuated. Let me just be clear. Yeah. This podcast is not pro Milton.
No.
We are anti Milton.
Correct. Up with hope, down with dope. My song is Float On by Modest Mouse.
Oh.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mine, Jessica, actually, James' girlfriend Jessica hit me up because James didn't even tell us what they're doing this weekend. So maybe we can talk about that after this.
Also, what am I doing this weekend? But nah, yeah.
Man, it's unreal, bro. What happens when you got money, though? You know what I'm saying? Who
works right at the
place? You know what I'm saying? Anyway, she hit me up and said, what's some good Sturgill Simpson songs? So I gave her a little list. He actually changed his name to Johnny Blue Skies. Don't know why. Don't know when. But as a new person, as this Johnny Blue Skies, he has a song called Mint Tea. It's a good song, bro. It makes me sad.
Sad?
Who said that?
These damn awkward pauses. I'm like, what are you finish a sentence?
Who said that?
From time to time.
Oh, shit. All right. Mine is Talk That Talk by Rihanna and Jay-Z. Oh. I listen to that a lot when I run. I don't know why. It keeps me going. But, yeah. Anywho, you want me to talk about what I'm doing this weekend?
Yeah. Why don't you do that, James? I mean, if you don't mind, goddamn.
Hey, sorry.
All right, do it now.
Like every other year, Oh, not every other year. Every year.
Fucking flex, bro. Damn.
Relax. Going to ACL, Austin City Limits, you know, music festival. Me and my girlfriend go every year, basically. We missed 1 year, and that was because of COVID. Going to go check out some bands. Then that Tuesday is more for me than anything. I'm going to watch, well, she's coming with me, but we're going to watch this Japanese band called Atarashi Gakko. So I'm excited for that because they don't be over here in the States very much. But yeah, whole bunch of music, long weekend of drinking and sweating my ass off and fighting these crowds. But it's always fun time. So excited for that. Excited to see Tyler, the Creator, again. And then Blink-182, I'm super excited to see. And what's his name? Karim Leon. That's going to be dope to see, too. But, yeah, that's what I'm doing. What's that?
They're going to run out of Modelo.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to have it all.
Is Dua Lipa there this weekend?
Dua Lipa, is she there? I think so.
I knew she was one of the big performers on weekend one. I didn't know if she was there for both.
Let me see real quick. That woman line there. What'd you say?
I said, that woman there, listen, I'm a married spud with a baby on the way. So I would tell her she makes great music and shake her hand. That's it.
Yeah, she's there Saturday.
Hell yeah, G.
She'd be fun. I think she's a good entertainer just from the clips that I've seen on Twitter. I want to strap a GoPro to your chest, James.
Me?
I want to see everything you do this weekend. I want to see all the bartenders' faces whenever you walk up there for your 18th Jack and Coke double. They're like, no.
Hey, yo.
This man's got to go away.
Get him out of here. I'll give you the headliners because there's a whole bunch of bands. But Friday, it's Chris Stapleton, Blink-182, Leon Bridges, Karim Leon, Norah Jones, Foster the People. Saturday, Dua Lipa, Pretty Lights. What the hell is that? Kuragimbin? I don't know what that is. Renee Rapp, Teddy Swims, Benson Boone. And then Sunday, Tyler the Creator, Sturgill Simpson, Chaperone, and Dom Dolla.
You're going to go see Chaperone, aren't you?
I'm going to have to.
You about to see H-O-T-D-O-G?
Bro, if I get it down, I'm going to be in that bitch.
Oh, shit. Mexican OT is going to be there. You better get that MAGA hat out. James, I know you got it.
Damn.
I do not have it. But,
is that Mexican OT?
All right, well, James, hope you have a good time. Actually, I don't. Hope you have the worst time.
Shit. That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Because I'm just going to be chilling this weekend. So I got to work, James.
I'm sorry.
Before we jump into sports, we hit 1,000 streams. So thank y'all for listening.
Shout out to the listeners.
Never thought we'd hit 1,000 streams. You know, I cried when James sent me that picture.
I can't stand you.
I was actually working at a school today, and they said, "Why are you crying?" And I said, "You wouldn't get it. You know what I'm saying?
You wouldn't get it.
These school lunches, they just make me emotional."
but thank you to all our listeners. James has a list of people or of countries that are listening. We think it's crazy that people are listening to us in these places. Yeah. James, you want to tell us where?
Yeah, for sure. It's insane that some people actually listen to us. From starting at the beginning of the year with like, what was it, like 5 subscribers, and then we're up to like 48. The top countries, of course, the US is number one, but India, UK, Malaysia, the Netherlands, Germany, and I feel like I was, Belgium as well. I can't forget our Belgium people, but shout out to y'all. Thank y'all for always like tapping in and listening to us. It's just wild to people who don't listen to us, to be honest.
It's true.
Belgium and the Netherlands is crazy, bro. Like, they're like, this podcast makes me susty.
I was going to say to my folks across the pond, thank you, bro. And then to my German folks, danke schön.
Hell yeah. I don't know what he said, but hell yeah.
My Belgians, I like waffles, and y'all got the best kind, so big ups.
They're in all of our foreign listeners.
No. And listen, India, we love y'all too. Y'all second on the list behind America. So hell yeah. It's a battle for the silver medal, folks. Can anybody overtake India? Really though, all love. It's crazy. 1,000 streams, that's wild.
Yeah.
I can't even name 5 streams, like physical streams.
Streams.
Do streams have names?
They do.
Ah, so it's not like, hey, that's just a stream. There's a name for it.
It's like
I don't know.
My Lupus stream.
Hey, pop quiz. Can you name all the oceans?
Shit, no.
I think I can.
Go ahead.
I'm not googling. My hands right here. Pacific, Atlantic, Arctic. That's it. There's only 3 of them.
There's only 3 of them.
Those are the only ones I care about. So those are the only ones.
Oh, shit. Now, is there an Indian Ocean? Is that 4?
Correct.
How many is there?
There's 5.
Books. All right, I'm one away.
Where are the other 2?
Pacific, Atlantic, the Arctic, the Indian. What am I missing here?
I'll give you 10 seconds.
Damn.
Well, because I don't want the people to just sit there waiting.
I'm stumped. You got me.
What is it?
Well, we have Pacific, Atlantic, Indian, Arctic, and the Southern Ocean.
Southern Ocean? I think that's fake. I've never heard of this shit.
Formerly known as the Antarctic Ocean.
Oh, bullshit.
Bullshit. I would have known that. Shit. Yeah. Did not know that.
Can I do it now, James? Is it time?
It's time.
Yeah. Grill, sports, beer, sports, fireworks, the best time of the podcast. Time for sports.
Sports. I'll start because I didn't have a lot. We lost.
Damn.
Andy Dalton is regressing. I knew it wouldn't be a good time for the rest of the season, so it is what it is. We look helpless. We're putting up points, giving points to the defense as well, but hey, it is what it is. Carolina Panther football. Keep pounding or whatever the bullshit they say.
Yeah.
But yeah, messed up my parlay because I needed Andy Dalton to throw for 190. He had 186, and then they put in Bryce Young and benched him. And this is why I hate this team. So our running backs look good. Jordan Brooks is coming back, so that's going to be a bright spot on offense. So maybe we can score a few more points. Receivers look trash. We need Adam Thielen back. But other than that, yeah, go Panthers. Yeah, super electric. And we're getting ready for a big game with Oregon and Ohio State this week. Scared, but also excited. I hope we whoop the ass. I hope Will Howard crumbles under the pressure. And that's really all I got for sports. Nothing crazy.
All right. Greg, do you want me to go? Do you want to finish the sports segment? Because I can go second.
No, I don't care. I can go. It don't matter. I don't give a shit about sports.
Do your thing, 21.
Yeah, sports fucking suck, dude. That's it. So Tech beat Arizona. That's pretty cool. I wasn't expecting that. Big 12 after dark was brazy, bro. I stayed up to like 1 a.m., bro. I'm not gonna lie. I turned the game off at the fourth quarter, but I was pissed. I was like, fuck this shit, I'm going to sleep. And then started winning. I guess it works, me not watching.
They played good defense. Times.
I thought they took the lead late.
Nah, they never got the lead. They only scored 1 touchdown in the fourth quarter. Everything else was field goal.
They did take the lead. They went up by a point. I think it was like 19. Yeah, something like that. They went up by a point, and then we kicked the field goal, got the lead, and then we got the fumble, scored a touchdown. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 19-18.
Either way, Tech was playing defense, and I was shook.
Yeah, thank God, because our OC is a fucking idiot. He ran a flea flicker screen, bro. You ever seen that?
It's creative.
Is it creative? I thought the point of the flea flicker was to draw the defense in and open up, you know, the secondary. My boy was like, nope, we're just gonna fucking throw it right where the defense is at. Fuck it. This regular screen.
Reminds me of that saying. It's like, oh, that's really artistic. He's like, what, did you say autistic? No. Artistic.
Look, it's so fucking frustrating because Tech has a top 15 quarterback, a top 15 running back, and a top 15 receiver. We have a good, I mean, the offense is moving. It's just like, fuck, this guy is stupid, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he was any more competent, we'd have, I think we'd be a way better team. I don't understand how we're still putting up numbers the way we are with this guy calling plays, but it's working, I guess. Well, my hope is that we keep winning and some school picks him off to be their head coach. That's the only way we're going to get rid of this guy. Steelers lost the toilet bowl to the Cowboys.
Damn.
In a heartbreaking last-second TD, defense folded. But not before the Cowboys' offense folded. You see the way that man got popped at the goal line, fumbled that ball?
Yeah.
Let me just say, bro, if we weren't down to our fucking fifth outside linebacker, we had Miles Killebrew playing OLB on that fumble. That man walked into the pile, bro. He could have went around the pile and got the fumble. No, bro, he started crawling on other people. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing that for? All I'm saying is if it was Nate Herbig or Alex Highsmith, we would have recovered that fumble, won the game. But my boy wanted to be in the dog pile for some reason and lost us that game. But, I mean, we had other opportunities. Offense couldn't get going. We took the ball away three times, bro. The defense was playing good. They gave up 400 yards. But that's what happens whenever your fucking offense goes three and out and three and out and three and out. And then Justin Fields only threw the ball 27 times. I think part of what makes him good is whenever he runs, but not in a designed run, you know what I'm saying? And Arthur Smith kept running designed runs for him, which was stupid. Najee Harris is averaging like 0.4 yards a carry, so that's awesome. We played our second running back was a guy that was substitute teaching last year, so that was fucking lit. Nick Herbig got hurt. He's the third string outside linebacker who's really, really good. He got hurt. Fourth string came in. He got hurt. We put Killebrew in, lost us the game. Yeah, man, I mean, you know, I'm just glad we didn't get our ass beat because the Cowboys, they're a shitty team, bro. If you're a Cowboy fan, I don't know how you watch that game and have any kind of hope for your team going forward, just like I don't have any hope for the Steelers going forward. If they keep running the offense like that, we're not going to do shit. I hope we don't make the playoffs. I kind of want them to fire Tomlin.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm tired of it, man. It's been 8 years of offense just stagnant.
That's what happens whenever you got Arthur Smith running the offense. That mustache is crazy.
It's his first year. It was 4 years of Canada, and then I don't even remember who it was before Canada, but same shit with him. And then Big Ben was old at that point. Who?
Atlanta? Wasn't he one of Atlanta, or am I tripping?
No, he was. I'm saying it's his first year, but then before him was Matt Canada, and I don't remember who was before Matt Canada.
Coach Todd Kelsey or something like that?
I think something. Either way, the offense hasn't been able to move, and I mean, is it the coaching? Is it the players? I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's tough. Well, Woody Johnson
did something that he hadn't done in 25 years of running the Jets. He fired a coach midseason.
Now, if you're any bit familiar with the NFL, you know that the Jets have been bad. You'd have to go as far back as 2010, 2011 to see any type of success. Since then, it's been underwhelming and underwhelming, and then even more so. Robert Saleh got canned. He lost the game in London to the Vikings, where there was time and time where the Jets could have potentially won the game, and they just didn't. Now, it's a mixed bag. People are saying, why did Saleh get canned and not Hackett? Because Hackett's the OC, and that's where this team is lacking is offensively. It seems to be a common theme across all three of our favorite teams, by the way. You know, Aaron Rodgers pretty much got Hackett his job, and he hasn't proven to be worthy of that paycheck. I said it before the game. I said, if Saleh doesn't win this game, he should be let go. They fired him. Our DC is currently our current interim. I think he'll do a good job. I was talking to somebody on Twitter, and I said, if he manages to win 9 games, I think they'll give him the head coaching job, and he can go out and find him a decent OC. Cliff Kingsbury can be all that great in Washington. Come to the Big Apple. Anyway, so the Jets are a mystery right now. I wouldn't be mad if they started Tyrod Taylor over Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I'm just calling it like I see it. But yeah, on the collegiate side, big Saturday, big Saturday. While James is down there listening to music, I'm going to be sweating myself, but not because I'm out at a music festival enjoying myself. I'm going to be worried about the Red River Shootout. And it's not the Red River. It's not the RRR. It's not the Red River Rivalry. It is the Red River Shootout. You uneducated swine. Big game. Throw the records out the window. Throw everything out the window. It's Texas. It's OU. Split down the 50. Crimson and cream. Burn orange and white. And it's the battle for the states. Quinn's back. Rumored to be 100%. I think that's huge. Running backs look healthier than what they have been. I think it's a prove it game. Sark could be, he should be 2-1 in this game right now. Could easily be 3-0 in this game right now. Two got away from him, but he's proven capable. You know, they beat OU a couple years ago, 49-0. I really hope they pull it out, because if they can get past this, they whirl into Georgia week looking really strong. And then, I mean, that's halfway through the season, boys. And halfway through the season, the team that looks the least flawed in college football is that team down in Austin, Texas. James saw it live. He'll tell you how good and fast they look. And most teams that win the chip, they look really good and they look really fast. You play smart, fast football, and that's how you win games. The Yankees just won. We're recording Wednesday night, and 9:27 is my time, and they have just taken a 2-1 lead in the division. If I didn't like my hair, I'd pull the shit out, man. These Yankees. Everybody talks about, oh, they got the richest lineup in baseball, and they pay. Whenever there's not a tax or a limit, y'all quit crying. Get your money up. Get your weight up, broke-ass organizations. If you want to – everybody's buying players. Go get your own. So for the Yankees, yes. For as much money as they spend, they stress me out because they should be a whole lot better. But it is what it is. The lights shine brighter in New York, and maybe that gets in their eyes, and that can cause some issues. Aaron Judge needs to wake the hell up. If he does, I see a clear path to the chip. Yankees chase for 28 will finally be complete. But that wraps up my little bit of sports. Hook 'em. Everybody, you're all UT fans this weekend. I don't care what school you went to. I don't care where your ties are. We're all UT fans this weekend at 2:30 Central.
Not me.
Flint Tropic Mega Bowl.
Not me.
Flint Tropic Mega Bowl.
Looks like we all gave up on our NFL teams, to be honest.
Yeah, man. I mean, my team ain't even got a real head coach.
Look, I still think Justin Fields is the QB for the Steelers, so I want to make that clear.
He looks good.
A lot of people are calling for his job. They want to see Russ, but my thing is, like, Russ, he's old, bro. He can't. Justin Fields can escape. You know what I'm saying? That O line we have is fucking Swiss cheese. It's questionable. What the fuck is Russell Wilson going to do back there? Take 18 sacks a game? I don't need that shit in my life.
Probably.
maybe he might be a little bit more accurate than Justin Fields. You know what I'm saying? But at least Justin Fields can get up and go. So I don't know. Yeah, I've kind of given up on the Steelers as well. I know they're going to finish fucking 9-8 again because that's what Tomlin does. It's gonna be painful.
What I would give for a 9-18.
Hey, bro,
you don't know pain.
I don't know the last time we had a winning season, to be honest.
Imagine looking at every draft board and your team's always in the top five. That is not a good thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Every year it's like, oh, who are the Jets gonna draft at number three or number two because they're ass. I'm always pretending.
I saw some mocks even after the Cowboys game. You know, he's lost. And they still had us picking like at 24. And I'm like, bro, y'all have way too much fucking faith in this team, bro. Like, what are y'all talking about, bro? We need a top 10 pick immediately.
Yeah, we got moved to 10, taking Jalen Milroe out of Alabama. And honestly,
another news, still haven't hit a parlay. Preseason basketball is on. Wimby looked good today.
Yeah.
Caught that lob from CP3, first of a season's worth. I think CP3 is only going to be here, maybe unless we trade him at the deadline, which is a real possibility. But Wimby did look good. I don't know what the team's going to look like. I kind of hope we keep sucking, get some more pieces around him. You know what I'm saying?
Speaking of parlays, I fucking lost this weekend by – I had four tickets. Each one of them I lost by half a point. I should be up $400. They want to take out Andy Dalton. They don't want to give the ball to Bijan at the end. Who else was it? Somebody from the WNBA. It was abysmal, bro. Like each one, it was just one. I just had half a point is all I need, or like 4 points, whatever. It's not a lot.
Man. Well, did I tell you about that big parlay I had with Pat Mahomes rush yards? I think it was like 2 weeks ago. Did we talk about that on the pod?
Yeah,
where he took a knee.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy. Yeah. Also, I hadn't been talking or tweeting much about parlays because I got a message from a girl and she said, what is she saying? She's like, I feel like you always talk about never winning. She said, you always talk about losing parlays. I'm starting to feel bad for you. So I was like, hey, I'm almost there. You know, I'm getting close.
Don't feel bad for me. Here's my Venmo.
Don't feel bad for me.
And then another girl just put on her story. She said, if your parlay's not hitting, it's because me and the girlies are in the group chat. manifesting that they don't hit. And I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, yo. Jessica sent me a video the other day too, and I forgot what the video was, but she's like, is you guys continually making bets on games and losing? I said, oh,
yeah,
help
yeah,
me.
She said the same thing, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, how do you feel about sports? Oh, you know, I'm feeling good, and then the football just bam hits
me. He says, how's life? He goes, it sucks, but I'm playing football right now, and then he gets hit.
If that's not sports gambling, sports betting, I don't know what is.
Shit, man.
Sports gambling.
It's,
I sound like
it's terrible. Fans. It's terrible. But
all right. Should we call it?
Yeah, I mean, we do it.
All right. That's 40. So much covered in this episode. Thanks again to all of you listening. Really appreciate it. Wherever you are, whatever time of day it is, thank you for choosing Brews and Banter. Episode 40 is now in the books. If you're in the hurricane or anywhere near it, stay safe. Get to safety if you can. Really, thoughts and prayers, all that, truthfully. On another note, follow the podcast on Instagram at bruisingbanter_pod. If we get to 100 followers, James, we'll put James in the Gulf of Mexico in a rowboat and we'll just row around for a little while. What do you got?
Check us out on Over Under Me and Charles, talking about all these college games coming up this weekend and doing our picks. That'll drop on Friday. Anime Corner Pod, doing spooky season stuff. I got some stuff coming up in the next few weeks. So if you want some anime stuff, go check out that. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, I don't really have nothing, man. Yeah, I know I talk a lot of shit, but stay safe if you decided not to evacuate. If you're mid-evacuation and you didn't get out in time, I hope you're okay. Hopefully this is the last hurricane that hits Florida for the foreseeable future. I think hurricane season runs through November. It's not looking good. I think there's another one dialed up. You know, that damn weather machine going crazy this season. But yeah, thank you for listening. 1,000 streams is crazy. We'll see you in the next one.
All right. See y'all.
Peace.